With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week. The pause came over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. Also on SRNNews.com, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the U.S. decision to delay shipments of precision missiles to Israel will undermine Israel's pledge to carry out a precision counterterrorism operation in Gaza.
So if they don't have the JDAMs to conduct that operation, they will use other weapons that will cause higher levels of collateral damage. So a JDAM is the weapon that Israel needs to conduct this operation in as safe a manner as it can be conducted.
Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. New York City says it's ready if former President Donald Trump goes to jail for violating the gag order in his criminal trial.
With the judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial threatening to send him to jail if he violates the limited gag order again. He's already been fined $10,000. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's jail system will be ready. The Democrat says corrections officials have discussed the possibility of having to house the former president and Republican frontrunner for the office at Rikers Island.
Our amazing commissioner, she is prepared for whatever comes on Rikers Island, and I'm pretty sure she would be prepared.
Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. and Philippine forces backed by an Australian Air Force surveillance aircraft have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rockets, artillery fire, and airstrikes, and sank a mock enemy ship as part of large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up by 2 points. This is SRN News. Going to church is good for your health.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic strategists are hoping that young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. Still, it's unclear how important that issue is for younger voters compared with other ones. This is SRN News. A deadline is looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reporting.
TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to an approved buyer. The lawsuit might set up what could be a protracted legal fight over its future in the United States. More details at SRNNews.com.